This is Gene Monterostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and welcome to another free Tap Along audio. Before we jump into today's audio, I'd like to remind you that in addition to all of the great free resources you can find on this website, I also work with clients one-on-one. In addition to working with general issues, I have special treatment plans for smoking cessation, weight release, practice building, and working with families that have children with autism and Asperger's syndrome. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one or more information, simply go to tappingqa.com/booking. That's tappingqa.com/booking. And I hope you enjoy today's audio.
Saying that we're sorry is one of the hardest things that we do because it requires us to put ourselves almost at the mercy of someone else, because we're just laying ourselves bare before them as we state the things that we've done wrong, state the fact that we're imperfect. And that can be a really hard thing to do, because many times we're apologizing and we know it's not going to be pretty. We know the other person's been hurt, and it's no fun to step into that. So what we're going to do today is just tap a little bit about how we can prepare ourselves to be able to go apologize for something or someone we need to apologize to. So to begin with, what I want you to do is just tap on the side of your hand. Take a nice big deep breath for me. And as you tap on the chin, just repeat after me. I'm going to have to apologize for what I've done wrong. Side of the eye. This is never fun. Eyebrow. I'm going to have to let others know that I'm not perfect. Chin. I'm going to have to face people I have hurt and let down. Collarbone, it's one thing to let someone else down. Under the arm, it's another thing to literally look them in the eye. Side of the hand, and confront our failings. Tippy top of the head, but I need to do it. Under the nose, they know what I've done. Collarbone, or they may not. Tippy top of the head, but it is hurting our relationship. Side of the eye, it's something that's festering under the surface. Under the nose, when this happens, it starts to consume my life. Liver spot, it touches every part of my life. Under the arm, it makes me jumpy. Under the eye, and it causes me to worry. Chin, I know it's not going to be easy. Under the nose, but it needs to be done. Tippy top of the head, the longer I wait, side of the eye, the harder it's going to be. Collarbone, and when I do it, it might not heal everything right now. Chin, they might get really mad. Under the nose, maybe even madder than they were before. Under the eye, they might hold a grudge. Eyebrow, they might even say hurtful things towards me. Tippy top of the head, it might take time for both of us to heal through this process. Side of the eye, but I need to start the process. Chin, I need to heal this. Under the nose, for their sake. Under the eye, and for my sake. Side of the eye, the longer I wait, the harder it's going to be. Eyebrow, I have done things wrong before. Under the eye, and I've apologized. Side of the eye, I need to apologize. Eyebrow, for the relationship's health. Tippy top of the head, for my health. Eyebrow, it might be hard. Side of the eye, but in the long run, it'll be worth it. Under the nose, if I keep holding this back, it's going to affect me physically and emotionally. Side of the eye, I've carried this too long. Under the eye, even though I might not know what to say. Under the arm, I can start and I can just tell them what I've done. Under the nose, I can tell them how I feel. Under the eye, I can tell them I know that I've hurt them. Eyebrow, I can tell them that I don't want to hurt them again. Tippy top of the head, I can tell them I'm sorry. Side of the hand, and I can show them with my actions, not just my words. Under the arm, when I say that I'm sorry, I can do it in a way where I'm not expecting anything from them. Liver spot, I don't say I'm sorry to get forgiveness from them. Collarbone, I do it because I mean it. Chin, someday they're going to forgive me. Under the nose, but that's up to them. Under the eye, all I can do is share in a heartfelt way how I feel. Side of the hand, that I'm truly sorry. Collarbone, not to get something from them. Eyebrow, not to make them forgive me. Chin, I can say I'm sorry because I am. Under the nose, I need to do this for me. Eyebrow, and I need to do it for them. Under the nose, it might not be pleasant, eyebrow, but it's the best choice for our relationship in the long term. As you tap on the side of the eye, take a nice deep breath. And as you tap on the side of the hand, take a nice deep breath. And as you tap under the nose, just recognize that it's hard to do this, but it's something that has to be done, and it'll be so much better once you start this process. I hope you enjoyed today's free Tap Along audio. If you'd like to download a commercial-free version of this audio or a written transcript of this audio, all you need to do is go to tappingqna.com/membership to find out all of the information about our premium member services. This audio is copyright Gene Montarastelli, Tapping Q&A, 2011. Before you add tapping or anything else to your daily routine, make sure you check with your primary care physician. Music for this Tap Along audio is provided by Chris Onak via Creative Commons license.